Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My friend Mark, the antenna. Say, Mark.
Marty Griffin, how are you, buddy?
Forget me, man. Mark is the... Am I exaggerating when I tell the world you are staying, you run the District Hotel, the impact on the hotel business has been cataclysmic, sir, right?
That's correct.
In fact, I read this morning, just the restaurant business, 12 to 14 million employees, and maybe more than that in the hotel business, and 95% are laid off. Is it that high, sir?
It's certainly that high in the regions that I'm aware of. I mean, I can't speak globally, but that would fit Pittsburgh model.
And this is a service economy, and that's not an understatement, my brother. 60% of the folks who live here in a service economy, meaning your type of employees, and they don't have a lot of backup in the bank, do they, sir?
Well, God, I hope they would, but it usually my experience is that, you know, they're doing paycheck to paycheck, maybe holding two jobs. So, yeah, I think that's a correct statement also.
Hey, Mark, I heard the president last night. He's usually very conservative on this stuff, very optimistic. He said the shutdown until at least the end of April, and he doesn't see things coming back until June. Man, Mark, look into your crystal ball. What does that do to the hotel business here, sir, and the restaurant business?
Well, I've said before, the restaurant bar business, I think, is going to, that to me is it's very one-dimensional. So, yeah, you can do takeout, but how much takeout can you possibly do? That is a timetable that I think really is monumental. I don't think that a lot of people are going to be able to get through that. Hotels, I mean, we're at ready. Like, this building's running. It's just closed to guests. And so if some miraculous event is waiting for us around the corner and we can go back into business, we could probably get that done by Monday. And at that point, it's kind of business as usual. Like, the losses are the losses. But for a hotel, I think that it's getting staff back, which is a concern. And then the as we spoke, the business levels, the guest levels, would really determine that timetable. But the end of we were preparing for the end of April, May 1. We knew that could go longer, and we were prepared that it could be shorter. I think that the president's message was, look, you know, I want to get this done as soon as possible, but responsibly, April 30th is a more realistic date.
I get that, and I agree with you, and I agree with what he said, but that's not his nature, brother. His nature is, let's open today. So that tells me that it hit him, and it scared me a little bit, quite frankly.
Well, I think that look, again, we're not political.
Right.
Maybe we are, but I'm not going to be political. Right. But I think that this guy doesn't get a lot of credit for the teams that he's put together. And that task force team that Pence leads, and Fauci and Burks and all that, that's a great, a highly trained, intelligent group of people. And they sit with this guy every day, and they probably said to him, hey, look,
yep,
don't put a timetable on this thing, because to his point, and I don't know who said it, but the worst thing you can do is declare victory when the war hasn't been won.
Hey, Mark, you live downtown. Mm-hmm. Man, some cops sent me pictures. It's kind of freaky, man. It's apocalyptic. I mean, it's the last man on earth kind of stuff, is it not?
It is. Walking to and from work, and I had to do some laundry yesterday, so I walked home, 75 degrees, blue skies and sunny, and did not see one person.
Wow.
I mean, it's Omega Man stuff. There's no question. And I jokingly compared seeing somebody on the street to the first time you saw a deer in the wild. It's like shocking.
That's amazing. And,
but it's I don't know who said this, but somebody said, you know, that Americans are going to get tired of this. And that's so true. Like, we don't stay in place.
No, it's
well.
A great observation. But when people start dropping dead, then, yeah. You know, I mean, they're talking about 200,000 dead. I agree with you, by the way, and I'm afraid for the country right now, and that's why we got to hang together and help each other as much as we can. In fact, Mark's the kind of guy, honestly, if they were allowed to open the doors, he would open the doors and let people in there for free. He just would. I mean, but well, you can't. You must feel helpless, right?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, because there are opportunities. You know, we have my contacts with UPMC and AGH and some of the hospitals, certainly with the city and the county, and we've explored, you know, turning the hotel into a presumed positive quarantine place where, you know, for instance, when the 7 or 8 sheriffs thought they were
right.
Infected, they could move in here so that their families were safe, so that they weren't home, you know, possibly infecting their families. We've looked at everything. We're still doing business. It's just there's no guests. And
hey, before I let you go, what's it like staying in there by yourself at night? Is it a little bit creepy?
It's a lot creepy, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Red rum.
Red rum.
Waiting for a little kid riding a big wheel down the hall. It's
red rum.
It's tough.
The Shining. Hang in there, my man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
I mean, we joke, but it's bad. And sometimes you got to smile when you can. Man, the only guy in the entire hotel at night. Come on, man. Man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.